You know, one of the challenges for employment is having the right job skills at the right time. And we've seen, over the years, we've seen companies get involved in this. Texas Instruments, you know, going back decades, is sort of, you know, growing their own, training their own. But the numbers that are being consumed right now in personnel, Amazon Web Services is a great example of this. Really high-paying jobs, highly skilled jobs, but they need the training, and they've done the right thing. They have they've hooked up with Dallas County Community College District and 21 other community colleges around the state, and they are growing their own. Dr. Joe May is the chancellor of Dallas County Community College District. Joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
All right, great to be here, David. Thanks, you know, thanks
so
for having me.
I had a liberal arts education. I go in there, and they teach me to do nothing, but I was well-equipped. It's really nice to walk out of school and know that you've got a skill that lines up and you can be employed.
No, that is so true. And that's still a great approach in education. A liberal arts opportunity is a great degree and their jobs, but even if you take those skills and then you add to it one coding course, your marketability just went up and your ability to actually make more money went up as well.
So was it chicken or egg? Did you go to Amazon or did Amazon come to you?
Well, we've been partnering with Amazon for quite a while. We have a number of programs with them, including two apprenticeship programs involving veterans. We work with their fulfillment centers and a program called Career Choice. We have two programs up and running now. We're about to add a third with them. So the relationship was already there. And as they were looking for partners to work, help them with their cloud degree, to roll that out, to be able to offer it, we stepped up, and four of our seven colleges will be working with Amazon on delivering this particular cloud computing degree.
Yeah, and that's the aspect of Amazon that a lot of people don't know about. Everybody thinks of, you know, buying a toaster and having it delivered by the end of the day. But the fact is, this is the part of Amazon that really makes money. This is the web services business.
Well, and it's growing at a rapid rate. I mean, the numbers they shared with me on the order of magnitude of 37% year-over-year growth in this area. And that's putting a real strain on the ability to find the workforce that they need, because when you think about that, what Amazon is not just, it's not just about them, it's about their customers and partners in the process. So you think of the organizations, including the Dallas County Community College District, that uses the Amazon Web Services platform for part of our businesses. That just means that there's more openings. These are not all within Amazon, but with many other organizations.
Yeah, that's
companies.
What I was going to say. Yeah. It's not just Amazon. I mean, this area has been a hotbed of growth. CyrusOne is a, you know, a monster company that's based here that operates all over the world. And it seems like that area is continuing to grow. Are these going to be the job skills that are going to be required for a good long while? I mean, jobs have a bad habit of changing. And what's needed today may not be the job of 5 years from now.
Well, you think about a broad spectrum of business. I mentioned education. We use Amazon Web Services platform for our work. Some of it's storage, some of it's the actual products that we use, but that's true in healthcare, that's true in marketing agencies, that's true in just about any field that you can think of today that is moving to a cloud-based operation. I mean, we virtually don't buy software today that goes on our desktop. It's in the cloud, and we do it that way within Dallas County Community College District for a reason. It allows us to more easily integrate with other services that we have going on and makes it more readily available to both students and to our employees.
You know, we were alluding earlier to the aspect of a good college education, which is, I guess, you know, not giving a man a fish, but teaching him how to fish. And that's really what school does, because jobs are going to change and evolve.
That's exactly right, and the pace of change has never been greater, and I'm afraid it's about as slow as it's ever going to be, as we see not only cloud computing, the growth of artificial intelligence coming into even things like home appliances and that area. And as we do that, you know, we're seeing tremendous growth in North Texas, as you know, David. I mean, if my math is right, about 362 people a day are moving into North Texas, and they're moving here for one reason. That's to be part of the economy and to get a great paying job and to be able to support them and their family. So that really puts it on us and on the individual and on the employer to be sure that we have that workforce in place that meets today's skills, but also is thinking about tomorrow.
You've been chancellor a little over 5 years. I can't think of a better time to be doing this than right now. You're really in a dynamic period.
Yeah, it's really a fun time, and frankly, in I think one of the best communities to be in the nation, or the world for that matter. We've got a business community that is supportive of education. We've got a community that is generous and engaged, and which I think makes it a great place to live. So you combine that, companies want to be here, people want to be here. We just need to really get them with the skills they need in order to stay in this community.
So this is a great deal with Amazon and cloud computing in general. But is this portable? Are there other companies out there that need you to grow their own for them?
Absolutely there are. And we're working with a number already. You may have seen the announcement sometime back that we received $12 million from the Department of Labor to grow apprenticeship programs. Well, and these are in healthcare. So we're working with all of the hospital systems in North Texas, plus the American Hospital Association, plus the VA, to help, again, upskill the workforce. And even healthcare needs services that Amazon provides.
Yeah, but healthcare is a great – I can remember years ago Presbyterian having to go off to the UK and offer attractive packages – you know, to healthcare professionals, to nurses, to relocate them here.
Absolutely, hiring bonuses and the whole bit. So that's it. Really, these partnerships now, I think, are absolutely critical, and we need colleges and universities more engaged with employers than ever before. And frankly, we've got a number that we're working on right now. Some will be rolling out in the near future that are not unlike what we're doing with Amazon. A lot of similarity.
You know, so you, when we think of college, I think anyway of bricks and mortar and ivy colored walls and football games and fraternities and that sort of thing. But does all this require bricks and mortar, all that you're offering?
Not at all with that. Now, you know, I mean, and that's a little bit the challenge, and I think why we're leaving some people behind, because when you think about the major universities, they're selling brand and lifestyle. Lifestyle while you're in college and lifestyle while you're out. That sounds expensive, and it can be expensive as well. But what we're really focusing on are those individuals that are not only wanting a great education, but they're wanting a job. It turns out that's most people.
Could this be online?
Absolutely.
Is it online?
Absolutely. Actually, this is online, and we're making it available online. But we also do face-to-face courses as well. So if particularly you think about the workforce today, that's mobile. They're on the go all the time. So we've really scaled up our ability to deliver online classes, and we're doing more all the time in that space and working more closely with businesses with online delivery.
And you're reacting very quickly too. I can conceive of a time when you would be important in a relocation or expansion discussion that some chamber of commerce or whatever might be having with the corporation.
Well, about 5 years ago, we put in something we called our Labor Market Intelligence Center. And we have a group of about 6 or 7 people that all they do is look at labor market jobs, what's happening in North Texas, look at the needs of the employers. We now provide that information to most chambers of commerce, businesses as well. We built it to inform our programs where we needed to be investing resources going forward. But it turns out it's helpful information for others in the community as well. So we freely share that information.
Again, it's fun time. This is a great, great initiative. And finally, you're aiming, 60%? You want 60% of Texas' 25 to 34-year-old workforce to have a post-secondary degree by 2030. Is that realistic?
That is our aim, and we are focused on that every single day. That's the North Star that we shoot for within the Dallas County Community College District, and we think while that is a big lift with partnering with industry, partnering with K-12s as we're doing with our PTEC and early college high schools, we believe we can make that happen. And we're relentless in the pursuit of hitting 60% of the population with a post-secondary credential.
Dr. Joe May is the 7th Chancellor of the Dallas County Community College District, our guest today, and great partnership with Amazon. Congratulations.
Thank you much, David. Great to be here.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.